Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Rabbi Nissen Goldman, co-director at Chabad in Rondebosch campus in Cape Town. A very, very good morning to you. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thanks, Howard. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you very, very clearly. All right, so give us a sense. We were following the story yesterday that when, of course, you removed the Sefer Torah from the campus in order to protect it. But give us a picture as to what is actually, what it looked like, what is going on, and how concerning this is or was.
Well, we actually left, we left home for the day in the morning. We saw a little fire, you know, going on Bodrav, some little boys, you know, asking me what's happening. And I thought it was probably just a controlled little fire. There were so many emergency vehicles there. And then we were my in-laws for the day, and our neighborhood chat was going crazy, and pictures were coming, and there was fire trucks outside the Chabad house, and we were a bit worried because we weren't there, and we weren't really sure what was happening. We also, you know, nobody was able to access. I was in touch with Adam Mendelson, director of the Kaplan Center. Nobody was able to access at the campus because it was all blocked.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have a clue about whether the building was safe, whether the Torahs were safe. I mean, the library is gone.
Mm.
Crazy, hundreds of years old of archives.
Absolutely terrible.
Thank God, all the Jewish students that we are in touch with have been evacuated, are placed, and are safe. I'm actually trying to get back to the Chabad house right now.
So give us a sense of where the Chabad house is. Just, you know, we're sitting here in Johannesburg. We don't have a sense of the geography there.
It's right by Lower Campus. It's in the vicinity of all the reses by the music school,
mm-hmm.
by Capano, by Gras Michel, all those residences.
Right.
It's a 5-minute walk from there. So we wrap out of the campus. I mean, our neighbor's roof was on fire. Thank God the Chabad house was untouched, but it's smoked out and full of ash. And, thank God thanks for CSO, because otherwise we wouldn't have been able to, access it. We managed to get through about 3 or 4 blockades of, you know, the disaster risk management teams. And we just went straight in, and I had a key for the building and for the Bet Medrash. We managed to get the Torah out, and even some pairs of tefillin that some students had left there. I'm trying to get home right now. I'm in the car in about 20 minutes. I'm trying to get into. We're gonna be providing some meals and breakfast for students now.
Mm. What is the current situation? What is it like today? I know overnight the winds picked up. It did start up again.
The truth is that Friedehoek, the other side of the mountain now is in great danger. I know that Harlan's house and all the Orania and the other Jewish institutions are being evacuated right now. Herzliya, I think, is being evacuated as well right now. UCT right now, I mean, the damage is done, but the fire seems to be under control right now.
So from a UCT perspective,
the fire spread to the other side of the mountain.
Right, right. So now the danger is the whole Friedehoek area where obviously there's a lot of residences, there are a number of institutions, and those are being evacuated right now.
Yes, I mean, right now it's just about, I mean, assessing the damage. UCT is going to be closed at least for the next few days. Right now, it's just about providing space and storage and meals and all other essential items to the students, and that's what we'll be working on. But again, like the Jewish community on the other side of the mountain, Friedehoek area,
there might be a problem there. When you went through yesterday and you managed to get through with the help of the CSO, what did it look like when you were removing the Sefer Torah, the Tefillin? And things like that.
You
How
know
bad
what?
Was it?
It's devastation. It's devastation. It's black. It's the place. And miraculously, the Kaplan Center is untouched. I don't know how, because it's probably the second or third closest building to Rhodes Memorial, actually. It's on the top left of UCT, and Rhodes Memorial is right there. So I have no idea how it was untouched. Really a miracle, thank God.
It really,
but
really is.
It obviously skipped and jumped and went to the middle of upper campus to the library, which is tragic.
That seems to be the most, the biggest impact in terms of academic material. Well, we certainly will keep in touch with you, and just stay safe. And there's no doubt you've got a very intense week ahead, providing support and doing what you can. Just keep up that amazing work. Rabbi Nissen Goldman, co-director at Chabad on Rondebosch campus in Cape Town, talking to us live from the area.